I now want to hand over to Ian Dolphin. Ian is, as you can see, the International Director for eFramework for Education Research. He works for the Joint Information Systems Committee, which is the main funder for IT in universities and colleges, not just things like the network, the Janet network, the backbone, but also a load of development projects for teaching, learning and research. Ian is also based at the University of Hull, and he works in areas like Sakai and Sakai development. And what we really just wanted Ian to do was to try and set this in context in terms of where we sit in the rest of the international community. Ian.
Thanks very much, Stuart.
What a difficult act to follow with the opening curtains. Yeah, the eFramework for Education Research is a strategic partnership of the Joint Information Systems Committee, the SURF Foundation in the Netherlands, and Australian and New Zealand government departments, and that's all I'm going to say about it. It's quite nice for me to come here. I was a member of the board of directors of the Sakai project and later the Sakai Foundation from 2004 to 2008. And what Stuart's just demonstrated is very much what the founders of the project and the founders of the community had in mind. And if I cast my mind back to the conversations we were having in 2003 before I came here, and the conversations ran pretty much like this, about online learning environments. Academic staff were frustrated by what they perceived as increasingly large, monolithic, impersonal, inflexible systems. They didn't enable them to teach in the way that they wanted to teach. They didn't fit the university or institutional context particularly well in many cases. Or if they did, a phenomenal amount of effort had to be put in to produce even a few of the things that Stuart's demonstrated to you this afternoon. If one talked to learning technologists, then they had the fairly hard job of integrating those systems with other systems on campus and with new tools. They kind of amplified the comments that academic staff made, but very frequently would add to that comments about integration with student information systems, with new tools to support e-learning, or with other systems like library systems and repositories that were emerging. And of course, if you were, and I'll say CIO, because although we have a few CIOs in this country, this stuff really began in North America, although as I'll indicate, it's grown globally. If you were operating at CIO or a director level and looked at the software licenses of £150,000, $275,000 and upwards, plus all the other costs associated with this software, you realise that you were not getting very effective value for money, and your staff indeed were not very happy, not very satisfied. So in 2003-2004, a group of significant institutions came together, Stanford, Berkeley, Michigan, MIT, Indiana, very big research-led US institutions. They received some funding from the Andrew J. Mellon Foundation. We should all thank the Mellon Foundation for their foresight in providing that funding. And the objective was to produce an environment, a collaboration and learning environment, that had the flexibility that was required, that was free to license, that was free to adapt and highly adaptable to the individual context of the kind of institutions that we're talking about, and the needs of academic staff in those institutions. That environment, the Sakai environment, which has become the basis of WebLearn, is really made up of contributions from many institutions, such as the ones I've just described. The features of Sakai and of WebLearn closely meet what academics need, because academics typically, from these institutions, work with learning technologists, work with software developers to develop the features. So there is a very, very close match. We're not talking about a feature here which has been dreamt up by a marketing department somewhere. We're talking about a feature which has been designed by an educator and implemented by software developers inside higher education institutions. But because that effort is contributed effort from across a very broad community, there's a need for coordination. So the Sakai project turned into the Sakai Foundation. So the sustainability of this software, I know, is something that you'll be concerned about, that we were concerned about at the time. The Sakai Foundation handles the coordination of code. It does quality assurance. It does that kind. Does actually the outreach that brings in new institutions and takes the message outward. And we really are talking about a global community now. Stuart mentioned in this country, Cambridge and Hull, looking across Europe, Amsterdam and Copenhagen are deploying or have deployed Sakai. In South Africa, Cape Town and UNISA, very different kind of institutions. UNISA dealing almost entirely online delivery. Cape Town, a much more conventional delivery, which is another, I think, good indicator of the adaptability of this software. China, there is a Sakai China group, which is adapting and customizing Sakai to the Chinese context. Japan, and in my job, my new job, obviously, I've had to pay a considerable amount of attention to what is happening in Australia. My first visit to an Australian university was to the University of Melbourne. I was there to talk to them about the framework. As we began the meeting, they said, well, we know, Ian, you've just been on the board of directors of the Sakai Foundation. Would you mind just staying behind a little over lunch to talk to us about it? Because it's very important to us. And wherever I've been over the course of the last year in my new role, I've found those old conversations cropping up. So it gives me enormous pleasure to go back to my room tonight to look on the Sakai website and to see the little pin that lights up on the map of deployed Sakai instances light up over Oxford. That gives a tremendous message about Oxford's participation in the broader community to Sakai. And I bring here, despite the fact that I'm no longer in an official capacity in the Sakai Foundation, I bring the greetings of the Sakai Foundation to you and welcome to the family.